Yay.
Yeah, welcome everybody to Billabong Beats here with our disability special today. We've got a couple of guests coming in from Connecting Home to tell us about the NDIS and stuff, and hopefully they'll be here soon. I'm going to go to a track here this morning just to warm everybody up. This one here is by Cheap Trick, and it's called The Dream Police. And anybody who's had schizophrenia or psychosis or symptoms of schizophrenia, they can hear voices and see things. And so the voices invade their mind, and they talk to them and tell them and listen to them and say all sorts of things. And, yeah, look, you're on 3CR, and we'll be right back.
CR is a community radio licence holder. What you hear on community radio is governed by the Community Radio Codes of Practice. The Codes of Practice cover matters relating to program content, including local content, news, current affairs, Australian music, programs for children, and the responsibilities associated with broadcasting by and for the community. They also cover aspects such as community access and participation in the operation of this station. Copies of the code are available from the 3CR website. Go to 3cr.org.au/who we are.
Hello, this is Archie Roach, and you're listening to good music on 855 AM on 3CR.
And welcome back to Billabong Beats here with our disability special today, the International Day on Disabilities. And I've just got my first guests that have arrived here from Connecting Home. It's Lisa Zammit and Alkira Edwards. How are you going?
Yeah, really good. Thanks, Gav. How are you?
Yeah, good, good, good. And as you can tell, this is 100% amateur radio. Yeah, rough and ready. But you guys are here today to talk about the NDIS and how you deliver that to Indigenous clients. Lisa and Alkira work for Connecting Home, and they're a service for the Stolen Generations. Could you please tell us about, Lisa, the NDIS and how you deliver that to Indigenous clients at Connecting Home?
Sure. So the NDIS is something that the federal government introduced. So it's a national disability insurance scheme. And it started in the, it was piloted in the Geelong area. And we have been working now with the northeast area and now Hume Moreland as well. But it's rolling out across Victoria at the moment in different stages. And the aim of the service is to support people with a disability to live independently in the community, and as well as assist with some parts of their accommodation depending on what their needs are. It also supports people with a mental health, mental illness as well, which is great. So we've got some clients who have some great packages to support them to access the community. I don't know, do you want to talk about how we provide that support with Indigenous?
Yeah, how do you deliver the NDIS to Indigenous clients?
So we try to be as flexible as we can with it, because we find that when working with community, the needs are quite high around what people's supports are. And what we find is that a lot of the people we work with, their needs are not just about disability or mental health. It's about other things as well. So what we sometimes need to do that we find works well with working with Indigenous clients is having our case management team work with clients as well as have the disability program, so that it's a bit more holistic and people's life, we're looking after all areas of their life. So the NDIS will only look after your needs around your disability or your mental health. But you know, sometimes people still have other needs around child protection or legal stuff, food, housing, all those different areas. So what we're finding works really well with our Indigenous clients, particularly for stolen generations, is to be able to have both NDIS and case management. And that's kind of what's been working well.
Yeah, and it
for
works
us.
Well. So,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty good, you know, because I think that unresolved and all these other problems in people's lives that compound and make these mental illnesses and so forth, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And we find with our clients and with their lives, you can't separate things. It all one part affects the other. So we need to work looking at everything. And we've got other organisations looking at our model because the ability to work on disability or mental health but look after the other stuff has been really beneficial. So it's hard to work with someone on wanting to go out in the community with a disability or mental illness if they've got court matters they're trying to sort out or there's a crisis around seeing their kids or things like that. So having two teams working together has been really important for our clients.
Yeah, yeah, because it's pretty hard to focus when you've got things on your mind, isn't it?
And yeah.
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 Oh, look, it's great that work you guys do around there. What sort of services are available through the NDIS?
So we have support coordination, and that's where our support coordination team support our participant to manage their package and use it the correct way. And then we also have a direct support team where they go out and help you access the community and get out and about. If you need an appointment, if you need support to access an appointment, they're there to support you with that. And yeah, so do you have any?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the other thing that, what the NDIS called support coordinators do is actually take the plan that you get given that you do with one of the coordinators and get that plan happening. So like Alkira said, some of that is about finding workers that will take you out into the community or help you to get to appointments or do shopping or whatever those outings need to be. Sometimes it can be around cleaning your home, if you need help with showering or cooking and things like that. But there are also other things that go into the plan around maybe you need help with your skills. So we have some clients that are too scared to catch public transport, for example. So we can have workers or we can find workers out there that can help you get used to catching the train or the bus and things like that. And then there's also funding to help with things like sometimes with equipment, wheelchairs, if you have family members that can't speak, maybe there might be technology to help them with communicating and speaking. There's also been funding for things like transport,
education,
physio, psychologists. There's a mix of stuff that can be eligible to put into your plan, and your planner will help you work out what can go in and tailor that. And then we get that plan happening and find those supports for you if you don't already have them. If you already have them, we can look at continuing to use those services that you've already got.
Oh, that sounds really good. Looks like you help people focus. Look, we're just going to go to a little break now and then we're going to come back and talk some more to you guys, maybe about the intergenerational trauma that caused these perhaps mental illnesses and disabilities. And yeah.
No worries. Thanks, Gav.
Yeah. And look, we've just got a very special guest this morning from Connecting Home. They're a service for the stolen generations, Lisa and Alkira Edwards. And you guys was going to tell us a little bit more about the intergenerational trauma for people out there who have never heard of it or don't know what it is and how it affects peoples from the stolen generation. Lisa, Alkira.
I guess intergenerational trauma stems from a Stolen Generation member. So if your parents, a mum or a dad or a nanny and uncle were removed from their parents or their family as a young one, it's passed on through that trauma of a parent to the child or your niece or nephew. And do you want to continue, Lisa?
So, yeah, so what we see a lot of the time with our clients is that our stolen generation survivors will have been impacted by their removals and what they experienced. And because of the trauma that they had gone through, we see that their children and their grandchildren can be affected as well by it. And what happens is that we see then an increase in mental health, for instance, affecting those generations. And we also see disability affecting those generations as well. So at Connecting Home, in through our NDIS program, we support those children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren even sometimes to support them with what they need to be able to have a better life out there for them as well. We know that there are studies out there that talk about trauma passing on from a parent to child through the DNA. And, look, it's not the fault of the parent. It's difficult to deal with that trauma and to work on healing, and unfortunately it passes on while they're working on that for themselves. So we're here to try and work with the whole family and support them all on that journey.
And that's like the intergenerational trauma like associated with war.
So there's been studies, for example, with Vietnam veterans and the trauma being passed on and affecting their children. So a lot of children of veterans from the Vietnam War were identified as having a higher incidence of depression. And it's where then Department of Veteran Affairs had started things like counselling for those generations to support them as well. And now that's been extended to all children of veterans, because they found that that's important. So it is through war and things, you know, refugees as well. We see that trauma being passed on and affecting children of survivors who come from other war-torn countries too. So we do find that stolen generations experience that same intergenerational trauma as well.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Look, we're going to go to a break now and we'll come back and talk some more.
Said to us, come take a hand. Set us up on mission land. Taught us to read, to write and pray. Then they took the children away. Took the children away.
Sorry is not good enough for genocide. So sorry day, to me, it means all the bad things that have happened to all us mob, you know, and over the years, and it's still happening today. Yeah, there's been nothing really positive done for it since the apology, since the first apology, and how long have we got to go on before, you know, we get things really, really happening.
Breaking our mother's heart, tearing our soul apart, took them away.
Yeah, welcome back to 3CR Disability Special here today. It's just gone 11:29. We're going to go to another song and then we're going to come back and talk to our special guests. This next song I'm going to chuck on, the request is coming out of Western Sydney. Or inner Western Sydney, near Marrickville, from my cousin Graham Egan, who turned me on to this song, and it's not bad. You're on 3CR.
Are you 18 years and over? Have you been stopped by a Victorian police officer or protective service officer in the last 10 years? Would you like to contribute to research that aims to inform law reform and litigation strategies to prevent over-policing? Go to policestopsurvey.online for more information and to take part. That's policestopsurvey.online, a 3CR supporter.
You got to remember, NAIDOC's a special day for us, brothers. That's a reminder who we are.
Every year for NAIDOC Week, 3CR Community Radio gives voice to our Indigenous brothers and sisters through Beyond the Bars, Australia's only live prison broadcast. I am a
black, black man. NAIDOC means a lot to me. It's about identity and also about past and present.
NAIDOC means a lot to me, for my family and my people. And the people forgetting
about our rights. You can access audio from current and past Beyond the Bars broadcasts via the 3CR website. Go to 3cr.org.au/beyondthebars and either listen to or download audio from Australia's only live prison broadcast.
Happy NAIDOC!
Yeah, and you're listening to 3CR here, and this is a Billabong Beat disability special for the International Day on Disabilities. And I've got two very special guests here this morning from Connecting Home, who are a service for the Stolen Generations, Alkira Edwards and Lisa Zament. And Lisa was just going to tell us a little bit more. Oh, I wanted to ask, how do we access NDIS? And what is the criteria, Lisa, or Alkira?
So it's pretty a pretty simple process to access NDIS if you have the support of someone that is has an idea of it. So basically, you just contact your local NDIS provider or service that provides it, and you just ask for the paperwork. So basically they have a few forms that you need to fill out. You need to get the evidence of what your disability is, or whether it's mental health or autism, and then you just send it off to NDIS and wait for them to respond to your application. And then if you do get a positive outcome on that, they will help you develop a plan that best suits your goals, whether that's, you know, accessing the community or accessing a psychologist or psychiatrist. So, and then they will support you to find a provider like Connecting Home to support you with that plan and help you roll it out. So,
just and then a couple of points to bear in mind is with developing your plan, you can in some areas request to have an Aboriginal worker from a Koori unit come out to see you to do that plan. So, for instance, if you live in the northeastern area or Hugh Moreland area, as well as the west, I believe the western area, the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence, for example, look after doing the planning for those regions, and they have got Aboriginal units where you can have an Aboriginal worker come out to do your plan. And that's been really great, and we're working closely with those units. They can't, they won't, they'll give you, I guess, they'll give you different options of what services are out there. They won't recommend anyone because obviously they need to kind of be fair and not say go to Connecting Home, for example. But if you wanted a list of Aboriginal services that are registered through the NDIS, they'll be able to give you that list, and so that you have a choice that you can make. With regards to eligibility, it is up to the age of 65. Once you're 65, you're not eligible to apply for NDIS because you'd be deemed eligible to apply for aged care support. if you're already in the service and you're approaching 65, you can continue on, but you can't be 66, for example, and apply for the NDIS. And you don't have to have a diagnosis up to the age of 7. So if you have a little one and you think that they need support, they may not be speaking a lot, may not be walking yet, and they're, you know, 3 or 4, for example, you can apply to the NDIS. They do have, you can access funding for like occupational therapy, speech pathology and things like that while you're seeing a paediatrician for a diagnosis. And you're eligible to have those services without a diagnosis up to the age of 7. So, which is, I really encourage parents to look into that if you are concerned, because you may not need a diagnosis, but there may be things in place that can really help bring your child forward in their development as well.
Yeah, some really good stuff there. And I think all these programs that help people focus, and the ultimate goal is looking for to be content or in happiness.
Yeah, look, we, obviously there's always mixed views about any program, and there's good and bad to NDIS, just like anything else. There's no perfect system. I have to say, you know, we've got clients, particularly our Stolen Generation survivors, who have missed out on services for majority of their life. And for them to be getting a plan now and have a package and be able to be taken out and to be doing some great things that we've seen them do, it's really awesome to see them finally get the services that they deserve to have.
Yeah, that sure is awesome. Look, we're just going to go to a little break.
Hello, this is Archie Roach, and you're listening to good music on 855 AM on 3CR.
Yeah, this next one is, we're going to chuck a song on, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I really like this song, and it's by a bloke named Israel. I can't say his last name, but he's a Pacific Islander, and I think it sounds mad, and we'll be right back. You're on 3CR.
In the summer I went swimming, in the summer.
Yay for summer! Summer brings swimming, summer brings picnics in the park, and summer brings the 3CR Summer Wine Fundraiser. Thanks to the support of Small Patch Wine Store in Hawthorne, we're selling 3CR Radical Radio labelled wines for only $15 a bottle. And they're even cheaper by the dozen or half dozen. Perfect as a gift or to fill a raised glass to toast 3CR at those summer festivities. Call the station between 9 to 5 on 9419 8377 to order, or go to 3cr.org.au/shop. Then you can drop into our Fitzroy studios to collect before the 21st of December. Small Patch Wine Store is a 3CR supporter.
Yeah, get some of that wine, it's really powerful stuff. Yeah, it's got the power. And my name's Gavin Moore, and this is Billabong Beat Disability Special for the International Day on Disability. And as you heard, I've got a couple of guests from Connecting Home. And Lisa's just going to tell us a little bit more about how do we access the services at Connecting Home.
Thanks, Gav. So Alkira and I were just chatting in the break, and I guess one thing we wanted to point out to people is that if you're choosing to apply for the NDIS and you're finding that it's not hard to apply for, but we're in the system, so obviously it's something we're used to. But if you can't get your head around it, or you're thinking, you know, if you're a carer and you think, I'm a bit stressed out trying to look after my kids or someone with a disability or what have you, and you need help to apply, let us know. Give us a call, and we'll look at getting someone to help you out.
What's your phone number down there?
So our number is 8679 0700. And you can give us a call, speak to Alkia and the team, and we'll look at seeing how we can help you out with that. And probably the other thing we talked about that we want to, probably the other advice we would give is that if you're getting a, if you've got a plan and you're looking to get services involved to help you out, you you have to sign a service agreement normally with those agencies to outline what you're going to be paying them and the different things about, you know, if you're cancelling, some places do a cancellation fee and things like that. Make sure you really read that document before you go signing so that you know what you're signing up to and what you are going to get and what you could be paying for. So we had a client recently who was signed up with a service to get some help. And for example, they were being charged in their agreement a $500 fee for setting up their plan. So that's a lot of money if you don't have a big plan. And we really strongly advise you to really read what goes in there or get someone to help you understand what's in that service agreement as well.
Yeah. You guys are down at number 14 Gipps Street?
Yep. So we're at 14 Gipps Street in Collingwood. We're down the road from Smith Street, so you can always catch the 86 tram.
Yeah.
Or you could stop off at Collingwood Station and come down from Collingwood Station as well. So parking's not the greatest in the area, but certainly by public transport we're really easy to get to.
Yeah, that sounds really great, Lisa. And I think alternatively, if you wanted to contact the radio station here, we could put you all on to Connecting Home and Lisa and Alkira Edwards in the NDIS.
Yeah, so Alkira heads up the team with our NDIS program. So she and the team are a wealth of information. And we also have our direct support workers. So we've got some workers that can assist with taking you out as well. And they're a great team too. We have a mix of Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal workers, depending on what your preference is. So, and we're also recruiting to that as well. So if you love working with people and you've got a history in working with people with a disability or mental illness as well, do contact us as well, because we're looking for people that are interested in working in our casual pool to support people through the NDIS program.
Oh, that's as well. That's great. You're spruiking jobs as well.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought I'll throw that one in while I'm here as well, because, yeah, we are really keen to build up the support that we provide to our clients. And, you know, some of the great things they do is about taking people out on cultural activities, even just general activities, support with attending appointments, doing things like what I was saying before about catching trams and stuff like that. So there's a mix of things that our team do, and they're just some beautiful work and really great relationships that get built between the workers and the clients. One of our workers says, she goes, it's like for me making new friends. I don't see it as just I'm working, I'm making new friends, and that's really beautiful.
Yeah. What, and what's the phone number down there again, Lisa?
So it's 8679 0700. So whether you're wanting help with the NDIS or you're someone that thinks that, you know, I have the skills and the background to do this work as well, do contact us.
Oh, look, thanks a lot, you guys, for coming in. Look, it's just gone 11:52. I'm just going to chuck another song on here and maybe a couple of community announcements. Then we're going to wrap up the show. It's going to be 12 o'clock and after me is going to be some more disability specials here today on Billabong Beats. You're listening to 3CR.